Welcome to the Kiki's Big Adventures Family Travel Podcast, here to help inspire and plan your family's next big adventure. Kiki's Big Adventures all started with the award-winning picture book series about Kiki, the globe-trotting calico kitty exploring the world's diverse people, places, and cultures. I'm Shannon, the author and creator of Kiki's Big Adventures. Moms and families love the books and have been asking for help planning their own adventures. So here we are. Adventure awaits. In this episode, travel mom and Royal Caribbean marketing lead Jessica joins us to talk about her family's Royal Caribbean cruise adventures. I'm so excited to have Jessica Medina join us. Not only is Jessica a travel mom, but she's also an industry expert as she works for Royal Caribbean. Welcome to the podcast, Jessica.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be on here and just talking about travel because I love to travel.
Yay! Really thrilled to have the opportunity to talk with you today about all of the great offerings that Royal Caribbean has and all of your experiences. So tell the listeners a little about yourself.
Well, I am a mom of two amazing boys. My oldest is 12, and then I have a four-year-old. And then I'm also a bonus mom to two amazing teenagers. And I like to refer to them as my bonus kids just because it sounds much better than stepmom and stepkids. Those Love are my that. Bonus babies. But my 12-year-old is actually special needs, and he was born with a rare condition called Phelan-McDermid syndrome. This syndrome causes a wide range of medical, intellectual, behavioral challenges. So we've had some challenges over the years with Alexander, but overall, he's really healthy. He is nonverbal and requires help with his daily activities, but he is so happy, and we always joke how he is so well-behaved when he's traveling. So I don't know what happens, but when he's traveling, he is like, I'm behaving because I like to do this.
And so what do you do with Royal Caribbean?
So I am a marketing lead and I work in the national accounts department. So I have a really fun job and working with our travel partners.
I have told Jessica this. I think when I got bit by the travel bug, my first big trip was a cruise when I was in fifth grade. And cruising is completely different now for kids. Like there's so much more to do for kids on cruises. So talk to me about why Royal Caribbean is a great family vacation.
The fun part that I like about cruising in general is that you get to just pack one time. So as a mom planning for travel and it's six of us, packing can be a nightmare, and then you get to a destination and then you're going to go to a different city and that becomes a nightmare. So what I love about cruising is that you just get to pack once and then you get to visit multiple destinations. And then when you're en route to the multiple destinations, there's so many activities on board. So it's not like you're sitting in a car or you're having to get, you know, fight the airport and all that. You're just basically on a large cruise ship that's like an island in itself, and there's so many things to do on board. And it's nearly impossible to do everything on one vacation. As a family, we kind of make a challenge and like, let's see who can explore everything while you're on board, and we kind of take a tally. So we do fun games like that, but Royal Caribbean, honestly, it is no surprise that it's been voted best cruise line overall for 17 consecutive years. There's just so much to do on board and all ages, capabilities, interests. My special needs son, you know, he's been able to do adventurous things on board. So there's, you know, something for everybody.
We did an event with Royal Caribbean and AAA, and Kiki did a tour of one of the amazing ships, the Symphony of the Seas. And I have to tell you, I mean, the activities, amazing. The restaurants, this thing is like, it is literally a floating resort city. I mean, just this ship has like, what, 22 restaurants or even more than that?
Oh, yeah. There's plenty of restaurants, and then the entertainment. You know, we've got Broadway type entertainment on board. It's just like, honestly, first class all the way through, from the staterooms to the entertainment to the dining options. There's just, it is endless with the amount of things that you could do on board alone. So imagine once you get to the destinations and be able to explore the destinations.
Yeah, it's crazy. And then you guys even have like this private island that you go to.
We have two, actually. We have Perfect Day at Coco Cay, and we also have Labadie, which is in Haiti. But those are our two private destinations, and Perfect Day at Coco Cay is our newest destination.
You guys have amazing kids clubs on board.
Yes, we have Adventure Ocean and it's complimentary, which is so nice. That's the other thing that I love about our cruise line. All these activities that we've mentioned have been complimentary. So you don't have to pay as you go and things like that, that we see at, you know, when we go to theme parks or different destinations. But the Kids Adventure Ocean is complimentary and they actually start taking kids from 6 months up to their teenage years. So it is just a nice perk because kids actually enjoy going. So it's not like, oh, I'm going to school or daycare. They make it so much fun for the kids that the kids beg to go. And then you can have, as mom and dad can have their date nights, but having that vacation experience that just caters to families from the beginning through all the way through is critical.
It's really, really cool. I mean, if you have a family of six, are there staterooms for like that big of a group?
Oh, yeah.
They have
staterooms that accommodate up to 14 guests. So they've got them. We actually, when we did our vacation, we had two staterooms and we got two balcony staterooms. So the teenagers had their space. And then my husband and I and the two, Alexander and Dominic, the younger ones, stayed together. So we had a nice balcony and we were able to put Dominic down for a nap and then sit on our balcony, have a glass of wine and or read a book. You know, we were just able to find that downtime and that balance while the teenagers were roaming through the ship, doing their thing and, you know, exploring all the water slides and the flow rider. So the accommodations on board are amazing.
Wow, that is so cool. So it sounds like the whole gang went on vacation. So what ship did you go on? Where did you go?
We went on Harmony of the Seas and it was a 7-night cruise. We explored Labadie, Haiti, which is the private destination. We went to St. Martin. So we went to Phillipsburg, St. Martin, and then we went to San Juan, Puerto Rico. Those three are so different that the amount of education that the kids got and the experience of the different cultures was amazing, just like on the teenager side. And then with the smaller kids and even Alexander, we were able to find the balance, you know, with Alexander and his limitations to being able to, you know, honestly enjoy the vacation. When we went to Labadie, the kids did the coaster and the water park. And then I stayed with Dominic, who was 2 at the time. We stayed at the beach and he took a nap at the beach and I was able to sunbathe and, you know, have my mom time while the other ones are doing their thing. So that was a lot of fun. And then when we went to St. Martin, we decided to rent a Jeep. My stepdaughter's dream car is a Jeep. So we're like, let's make it fun for her. And then we explored the island like a local, which was amazing. We're so glad we did that. We asked the locals where a great restaurant would be, and they sent us to the French side of the island. We just had, you know, a very local type experience. Fun. And then we went to the beach and the kids got their hair braided. And so that was a lot of fun. And then when we went to San Juan, we rented a private van, which honestly wasn't very costly. I can't remember how much it cost, but I remember it not being, you know, a lot of money. And we rented it for the day. And we had the driver take us throughout the island and he would stop at all the, you know, iconic places and take pictures. And so I don't know if you know this, but San Juan, Puerto Rico is where the piña colada was first crafted. Our driver stopped us and my husband got out and got us 2 piña coladas and we were sipping our piña coladas while we were touring the island. So a lot of fun. And honestly, traveling with special needs can sometimes get challenging. And sometimes as parents, we think, oh, they're not going to be able to have a good time and neither will the rest of us. But honestly, being on board a ship, on board Royal Caribbean that caters to special needs and autism in general was just breathtaking and a breath of fresh air when we travel. Great vacation.
And I think that's the beauty of it, right? Something for everyone. And especially with you, with, you know, the wide range of kids' ages and interests and needs, like that just kind of, you know, works for everybody. So when I think people think of cruises, they think of getting on a ship out of Florida and I'm going to the islands, which is fantastic. Do you have other ports and do other things other than the Caribbean?
Oh, yeah. You name it. We travel to. We have the Asia market. We've got Europe. We have Alaska. So bucket list trips for all of us.
That's so cool. So you can literally do a Royal Caribbean cruise, like sounds like anywhere in the world, you know, that cruise ships go.
Yes, yes.
As a travel mom and travel expert, what is the next trip you're planning or dreaming about?
Well, with Royal Caribbean, we talk about it all the time. We want to go to Perfect Day. I've been myself with business travels a couple times already, and I get to feel like a kid, which is so much fun, but I haven't had the chance to take the kids yet. That's something that we've been talking about, and the kids have already planned out where they would be and what they would do.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, Jessica, thank you so much for joining us today. Go check out Royal Caribbean and all of the great things that they have to offer. And just, Jessica, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
There's an overview of the episode in the show notes. Head over to the podcast section of the Kiki's Big Adventures website for all the specifics from this episode and lots more travel planning tips. Look forward to traveling together again on the next episode. Adventure awaits!